It's a chilly morning at Rainbow Springs. A vicious overnight storm cleared just hours before, and sunlight is dancing on clear waters tinged with azure. We begin our paddle at the Springhead, a pool of blue that resembles what the noted conservationist Marjorie Stoneman Douglas once described as bowls of liquid light. Water bubbles to the surface from a deep hole that dives into another world. Nearly 500,000 gallons of water flow from here every day, powerful enough that we don't even need to paddle to float downstream.
Where's your net, baby?
I'm paddling back up the Rainbow River with about 30 or 40 kayakers and canoeists. I just saw a cormorant drying his wings on a cypress tree and a river otter scurrying by right in front of him. There are ibises out here, little blue herons. The water has a green tint here that's just beautiful. It reminds me of the Florida Keys. You can see the seagrasses, no problem.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mallory Dimon. I'm the executive director of the Florida Wildlife Corridor. And I am so grateful for each of you, hearty souls, for coming out today on what started out as a rainy and cold morning and for making the drive and the effort to be here.
The expedition held a paddle with the public at Rainbow Springs in Marion County. En route to Rainbow Springs, Dimmitt and fellow expeditioners Joe Guthrie and Carlton Ward Jr. explored places like Homosassa Springs and Crystal River.
There's one moment when we were exploring the head springs at Chasawiskie that Joe went off in a different direction, and he found an area where there were four different shafts or kind of keyholes into the lime rock, separated by 10 or 15 yards, and he actually swam down and showed how we're able to travel about 40 yards underwater from one to the next and pop up, you know, quite a distance away. It's really awesome.
You don't have claustrophobia, right?
No, I mean, I've felt confident in there. I mean, it's not without, people have gotten in trouble in there before, but in the springs, I just turned into a 12-year-old guy again. I'm just like, you know.
Springs are probably the iconic image of Florida. They have fueled the imagination since the Fountain of Youth back in Ponce de Leon's days. William Bartram, who explored these backwoods and swamps before even the American Revolution, called them a crystal flood, almost as transparent as the air we breathe, the blue ether of another world. Rainbow Springs is so clear you can see down to 250 feet.
And to give you an idea of what that means, pure water, like pure distilled water, runs around 270 feet. So we're getting close to actual very, very clear water conditions. So it's a beautiful system. It's ours to protect and conserve, and that's what we're really all about in the upper portion of this river.
Chris Anastasio is head of the springs team for the Southwest Florida Water Management District.
The upper portion of the Rainbow River is, in my opinion, is I think one of the most beautiful springs you'll see anywhere in the state. It's one of the largest, and when you paddle down the upper portion of the river, the vegetation is beautiful, the clarity is beautiful.
But this is a tale of two rivers. That famed clarity gets a little cloudy as we paddle downstream. There's nutrients from runoff of lawns and septic tanks that begin lining the river just a couple of football fields downstream from the spring. The threats are multiple. Hydrilla hitches rides on boat propellers. There's an outbreak of a blue-green algae called Lingbia. Anastasio says once it gets a foothold in a spring, it's hard to get rid of.
Invasive species, that's a huge issue in almost all of our springs, irrespective of nutrients and flow. Invasive species, just like in the terrestrial world, once they get in, it's very hard to control them.
For people like Anastasio, who tells his two young daughters he goes to work with the mermaids and the manatees, there's still hope for the future.
It is an iconic piece of Florida's culture. I do think the future is brighter than some may say. I am an optimist at heart, and I think that with public awareness and education comes restoration and protection of these spring systems. So I am optimistic.
He wants these bowls of liquid light to shine far into the future. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.